This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition. Ahead, Vancouver Giants head coach Don Hay about to join the 600 Club. It's a prestigious club with only two current members heading into the weekend. We'll have more from Don in moments. What an Olympic experience ahead for WHL official Chris Carlson. Sochi bound in February, he'll tell us about this opportunity. And Prince George Cougars forward Todd Fidler has captured the Denny's WHL Player of the Week Award. He'll join us later. Well, Vancouver Giants head coach Don Hay, one win away from 600 career in the WHL. The Kamloops native had a shot at it last weekend, but lost to Portland in a shootout. I asked Don about his upcoming milestone.
Well, John, I was hoping I'd get it against Portland, but, we played a pretty good game, but we couldn't finish them off when we had the opportunity. So I think that eventually that 600 win will come. And, for us, the next team we play is Kamloops and then Tri-Cities, both teams that I've had the opportunity to coach in the past. So to me, 600 wins means that I've coached some really good players along the way, and I've worked with good assistant coaches, and I've worked with great organizations. So, I think that's, and I've been around a long time, so I'm pretty proud of that.
Hey, knowing you and how you feel about shootouts, you wouldn't want that number 600 to come in a shootout, would you?
It wouldn't really matter which way it came, as long as it comes. So, it's not something you want to dwell on or have the guys worry about. You just like to get it over with and move on. And quite frankly, it wasn't even on my mind until one of our media people brought it up to me the other day. So something that, you're always nervous when you're a young coach preparing for your first game of your career. I can still remember that game in the brand new rink at the Riverside Coliseum at that time, back in 1992, I think, when I took over. So, I remember that game more than probably any other game that I've coached. So it's different situations always come up, and you just want, as a coach, want your team to play to identity that they can be proud of.
When that win does come, you'll join the ranks of Lauren Mullican and Ken Hodge. Just your thoughts on those two coaches. Coached different eras somewhat, but well over that 600 mark.
Well, I've been lucky enough to coach against both Ken and Lauren. Ken, long time with the Portland Winterhawks and obviously Edmonton Oil Kings before they moved to Portland. And, longevity means a lot. And Lauren and I actually played in the same era in the 70s. We played in the same pro team at one time, Philadelphia Firebirds. We both went on to coach in the Western Hockey League. So, Lauren and I obviously have a lot of good memories. We've coached in playoff series against each other and obviously regular season games against each other. And, very fitting that there's two people that I've had the pleasure to coach against and match wits with, so to speak, and they both have that milestone.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
12-year WHL linesman Chris Carlson is off to the Winter Olympics next month. He's been selected by the IIHF as one of the officials for men's hockey. Tell me how you got associated with this and how your name comes up here for this prestigious event.
Yeah, I guess working in the Western Hockey League, obviously it's a development league, and they look to develop guys for the National Hockey League and then International Ice Hockey Federation tournaments. So I kind of got my first taste it would have been probably 6 years ago now. And then obviously this year, being an Olympic year, they kind of base the selections on how guys have done in the past with working past IIHF events. And we had a camp in August, and kind of from there, they just basically selected the team of guys that are going to go over to Sochi.
Through the IIHF, you've traveled the world. What other destinations have you taken part in?
Yeah, that's probably been the coolest part about it. Everything got started off. My first tournament was in Mexico City, of all places. Didn't actually think they had hockey arenas in Mexico, but there's two of them. So that was interesting. And then I was off to Belarus for the under-18s. And then the World Championships in Slovakia. World Juniors were here, and then I was off to Sweden last year. So, yeah, it's been a lot of never really would have thought I'd see those different countries traveling with hockey, that's for sure.
What about the speed of the men's pro game as opposed to the Western Hockey League? The WHL can give you a pretty good workout, but what do you expect in that regard?
Yeah, obviously this is going to be, let's be honest, it's probably going to be the best hockey going on at this time of the year, right? So it's all the best players from the NHL heading over there. So yeah, it's going to be an adjustment, but I guess I just have to just work hard out there and just try and keep up with the speed. So I just kind of go on my past experiences and just use that to my advantage.
Chris, we saw Steve Papp from the WHL out of Kelowna referee the gold medal game at the World Juniors. He did it with a Swiss referee as well. What about the language barrier when the officials all get together? There's a good chance you might get paired up with an American as far as English goes, but how do the officials at these events overcome those things?
Yeah, first off, yeah, that's great for Steve. Steve's one of the top referees in the Western Hockey League, so that was awesome to see him get that. Yeah, just the language barrier. Basically, everyone that's at these tournaments, they have to be able to speak English. It's kind of the way they do it. Some obviously speak it better than others, but a lot of the guys that I'll be working with this year in Sochi I've worked with in the past, so we have previous relationships with each other, and we kind of know each other, and it's not really an issue when you're out on the ice.
Chris, and finally, the Olympic experience will be fantastic. Yes, you're there to work, but you know, any plans to enjoy the games and enjoy the moment while you're over there?
Yeah, obviously we're there to do the job on the ice, but there's going to be lots of stuff going on with the Olympic Games in Sochi, so I'll be trying to check out as much hockey as possible in my off days, and I think hockey, there's a few off days here and there, so I don't know, we'll see what's going on, maybe check out some other events and see what they have going on for us.
A 12-year linesman, Chris Carlson, headed to Sochi for the Olympics come February. A great assignment. You'll have a lot of fun with it. Thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Todd Fidler has found his scoring touch in Prince George. The 20-year-old from Meadow Lake, Saskatchewan, put up some big numbers last week. Dan O'Connor has more.
The Denny's WHL Player of the Week. 9 points in 4 games last week for Todd Fidler, who is having quite a season. Since joining the Prince George Cougars, he's got 22 goals. He's got 44 points in just 26 games. And Todd, first, let's just get your reaction to finding out Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Got to feel good.
Yeah, this is my first time ever, and I was pretty happy, actually. I never got that before, and it's a good pat on the back, and hopefully I can keep going, though.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your week. It started with 2 games against the Seattle Thunderbirds, 5 points in the first game of the week. That's a great head start, obviously, but you know, when you think about the week as a whole, Todd, just some of the factors that allowed you to find you know, such steady offensive success.
Yeah, it was obviously a good start with the 5-point night, and then it would have been better to get a couple more wins. But no, I just feel me, Wilson, and Petrio have a real good chemistry. And young Tate Olson there found me in Kamloops. Those were pretty much gifted goals. And I don't know, playing with pretty good players, really.
Since joining the Prince George Cougars, Todd, things have just seemed to click for you offensively. You went from just 2 goals prior to joining the Cougars now to 22. You're now number 10 in WHL scoring. You know, when it comes to the positives and when it comes to the, you know, the environment in Prince George, can you just talk about some of the factors that have allowed you to have the success that you've had over the course of the past handful of months?
Yeah, coach here is pretty simple, and I got everyone on the same page. It makes it even easier for myself and the teammates. And then it's kind of similar style to Spokane. They like to chip and chase hockey and shoot pucks. I shoot a lot of pucks at the net. And no, it's just keeping it simple. And since I've been here, and that's been helping me out a lot.
Heading into this weekend, Todd, the Cougars still 4 points back of the Tri-City Americans, 26 games left in their regular season to try and catch them. Obviously, the group has to be feeling pretty confident right now considering some of the, you know, the recent performances, but to just get a sense from you, Todd, of where the current mentality of the guys is at right now. Trade deadline is gone. Now you just have to focus on the task at hand.
Yeah, Edmonton's a tough team, obviously, but can't take them lightly because they've been in the finals 2 years in a row, obviously, and they know how to win. I think we just got to play hard, a full 60 minutes, and we should come up with a couple of wins. But the mind is set is keeping it simple, working together, and just getting 2 points each night.
Congratulations on being named Denny's WHL Player of the Week, Todd. It is incredibly well-deserved.
All right, thanks a lot.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to Don Hay, Chris Carlson, and Todd Fidler, our guests. As well, special thanks to Dan in Prince George for his help this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.